Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Big Spark Studios original.
You guys,
you know, sometimes you should be grounded.
I just start Tana crying. And then I'll put a little Laura Lee in there and like try and
yes.
push one out. Why do what I do, y'all?
Her grunting, trying to cry. I love.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we are celebrating the holidays with a little holiday special, baby. If you want to catch any more episodes of Unhinged, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the video portions, the video episodes, you can go to youtube.com/Chris. As you can tell, if you are watching, if you are not, I spent like over $1,000 on this fucking set. I have a special guest who I will introduce in a second. But yeah, I put my whole fucking pussy into this set. And if you guys know me, you know I love two things, a good production and doing everything last minute. This set was brought to you by Target. If we have it, sir, it's out on the floor. That was pretty much the tagline of this shopping experience. I mean, this is my third Christmas setting up for. I did Christmas at my mom's house before I left after Thanksgiving. I did Christmas at my house, and then I did this set. So pretty much, I'm qualified to be a Kardashian assistant. So, woo! Let's get into it. I have a very special guest who you guys all know and, like, literally scream at me to make her a co-host. And guys, listen, okay? In due time. But please welcome my baby, Mrs. Claus, Brittany Broski. I'm so excited. Like, when I was thinking of the holiday special, I was like, okay, who is going to take it there with me? And it's always Brittany.
And I am down.
I FaceTimed her yesterday. I don't know why I just, like, have this, like, trauma, I guess, of people canceling at the last minute. So when you called today to be like, where do I turn? I was like, oh God, Brittany's calling. She's bailing.
You're like, yeah,
and I was like, I already bought the costume for her. And so I FaceTimed her yesterday and I was like, hey, what alcohol do you like? Because we have a little champagne. But
as the French say.
In the classic French tongue.
Champagne.
Champagne. But I FaceTimed her yesterday and she was getting her hair done and I was like, oh my God, she is never going to want to put on that like $3 Merkin wig.
Oh, and I will always put on a
synthetic. And you came in
wig.
And you were like, oh, bitch. And
yes.
Then she literally looked like George Washington.
Well, I don't need the wig to look like George Washington. That's just
But
my
the wig definitely
beauty.
Took it.
The
to
wig
the next...
took it to where it needed to go.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how synthetic wigs, like it's a trauma response because usually when I wear a wig, I'm drinking and I'm blackout. So it smells like tequila inherently to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was my entire Halloween weekend.
Yes. Just... And yes.
And also yes. What's new, baby? When were you on here last? We were doing what? Celebrity liquor?
Yes.
Wow, that was a dark day.
It was one of the darkest I've had in a while.
Darker, trying 26 seltzers in a day.
Jesus Jesus Christ.
I have never felt like my boat has been more rocked.
26.
I was like ranking hard seltzers and I was like, well, I can't do like 10. There's like a billion at this
well,
point.
I can't puss out.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond has a seltzer. Holiday fetish. Wait, you're working on a podcast yourself?
Oh my God.
Not to make this an interview. We have a whole show lined up, but I need to catch up with
interview.
My queen.
Yeah, you're Ryan Seacrest era right now.
So Brittany.
So Sarah Sauer and I, finally, after the girls have been begging, are coming out with a podcast of our own called Violating Community Guidelines.
Which is literally iconic. Like, that is
which
so good.
There isn't another title that we could have.
You know, they're all taken.
No, literally.
This is Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Like, Unhinged, taken.
I'm like, canceled with unfiltered with.
Literally, it's like all the good ones. I was shook when Unhinged wasn't as popular. I was like.
No,
there was like
great.
Three others, and I was like,
"It's great."
I got them.
An alternative that we suggested was Locked in a Hot Car with Brittany and Sarah. Did not see the light of day, but it's
except
so good.
Except for right here on this dumpster fire.
Yeah. So that will be coming out mid-January.
Can we link that down below, Sam? We can?
Yes.
It'll be down below or in the description or somewhere. A trailer? Or will it be out?
It will not be out, but we'll have all the pages set up probably. And if it's not, then just ignore this.
Stay tuned for secret
just
projects.
Simply wait, fucking bitch. So
so unnecessary. I love recording angry. With you. Holy shit.
I love to get angry at my followers. It's
like, oh my God, me
They're
too.
Like, we didn't do it.
I just started an Unhinged TikTok. And I've been like going through and like finding old clips to like put on there. And there's one where I'm getting angry about something. And you're like, oh my God, you are so angry. And so it feels so good to like now return the favor. I'm like,
yes. I love getting mad.
I'm like, sometimes I literally was like yesterday I was watching this and I was like, maybe I am deranged. It was
Girl,
that
that's
moment.
That's what let you know. Yeah.
It wasn't the Santa suit that I willingly picked out sober.
Was that from the terrible wig you were wearing too in the Harry
yes,
episode?
Yeah, the Harry one.
So God. Anyway, girl. January 10th, our podcast will be available. It's exploring all the dangerous corners of the internet that no one needs to know about, but everyone wants to know about. We're going to be talking about things like creepypasta, furries, Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God, that's pretty scary.
It's just like people. I feel like people know these things happen online, but to what extent?
And yeah, and I feel like you guys will bring like a good je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, something.
As the French
tongue says. Sarah and
says.
I, and you, have been online almost
too long.
To a fault.
Too
literally.
Long.
Like,
almost a decade. Like, I have less than a year to be a decade online.
Yeah. Well, when
and
you
I've,
think
and
about...
And I've been online not as a creator so much
longer. Well,
that's
what I'm talking about, is like as a connoisseur.
Oh my God,
of
in middle school
online.
I was like on the internet making friends.
I was watching old men whip out their dicks on chat roulette as a 12-year-old.
Fully.
Against my will.
Wow, trauma unlocked.
Literally, like against
I've
my
also
will.
Done that as like a 26-year-old for YouTube in quarantine, so. Something's
so,
never changed.
Now willingly you put yourself
yeah,
in
now
that.
I'm like, so who has a dick? Next. Oh, there's
anyone.
One. And then they skip and you're like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with me?
I was looking. Come on. Why are you on here then if you don't want me looking? What?
They said, not you.
Yeah.
Anyone but you.
They're like, oh, Santa, no.
Jesus Christ.
I'm in my Santa outfit.
But yeah, so that is just from, you know, the curse of being online as a young
But I feel like that is
teen.
Like the perfect thing. And like that might actually really, I don't listen to podcasts. I don't have like the attention span and like I'm too OCD for like my listening style. Like I need the whole thing or I need like a good chapter ending. Like that's why I don't read because like I can't just stop in the middle of it. Well, shut the fuck up.
No one taught you.
No, many people taught me, have been trying to teach me. And I'm just like, ignorance is bliss, guys. I'm thriving.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like I don't remember what I was fucking talking about.
Well, just like being chronically online has finally paid off is really what the premise of the podcast is. So
love.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep
It'll be
your
happening.
Ears open.
Ears open.
What are you doing? Should we open the champagne?
Yeah, probably.
The episode ends. Oh, wait, we never opened this.
Oh, my God. The champagne.
The champagne. I literally went to where did I go? Home Goods. I know the mic. Okay. I mean, I'm not a superstar, guys. I can't. What am I, Beyonce?
The girls are
oh my
yelling.
God, if this shoots like it did on my birthday, I will. Oprah oh, Winfrey, we're
you
chilling.
Know, can I be honest for a second? I'm 24, almost 25, and I do not know the science behind opening a champagne bottle.
Is there science? Am I a scientist?
Why doesn't wine do this?
Because this is carbonated.
Okay, but when I open a fucking Red Bull, it doesn't do all that.
Because there's not a cork in it. It's a tab. So thank you for boosting my confidence today.
The beard hair in the cup.
The beard hair slash maybe Santa pube.
You're fucking Santa pubes. Enough.
The Santa poops. The Santa poops.
That comes later.
Ooh, Santa that's poops. For Unhinged After Dark. Here, I'll give you that.
Oh, thank
you. Oh my God. It's so hard to talk into a stationary microphone and like also just do anything.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the holidays?
I have a flight booked to the North Pole. And I'm going to go.
Hop in my Uber. Rudolph's driving. He's literally, my driver.
Did you know a little Christmas trivia for you? Santa is actually God's brother. Cheers.
Cheers. Santa. And with that, happy holidays.
And with that, Merry Chrysler. We were just talking about millennial Christmas.
Should we save that for the brand?
Yes, because I want to scream about it. So pause.
I feel like you do want to scream about it. You just want it funneled in the right time.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll fit it into your fucking segment.
Oop. She says with a little hint of shade. Yeah, let's just get into it. Fuck it.
All right.
Fuck a monologue. Fuck an intro. Before we get into the episode, I want to just shout out some things that some places that I think it would be good. It's the season of giving. And growing up, I will say this seems like such a tacky line, but like giving really has become the best part of it. Of like that, you look like you saw a ghost.
Oh, the champagne's just like so lukewarm.
I put it in the freezer and then we sat for so long. Can we get ice? I'm just kidding. But no, it's the season of giving. I love giving. I say this all the fucking time and it's probably like so annoying, but like, we have such an opportunity here to put eyes to something. And so I went and found 3 GoFundMes that people had submitted. You can submit different organizations, causes, links, etc. In the link in the description of every episode. But there are 3 places I want to send y'all to donate if you have any extra things to give. The first one is a GoFundMe, and it says, this is for my father. Within the past 2.5 months, we went from thinking maybe he had pneumonia to finding out he has cancer across most of his body. Just a lot of treatment and supplies. And so I thought that that was a really good one because, I mean, the holidays, I feel like, are such about family and about, like, that warmth and love that, I mean, I know this isn't, like, a luxury for everyone. Like, people don't have families they feel safe in. But to be able to, I don't know, I just felt like such a...
To have that weigh on your holiday season.
Yeah, well, it affects it's already so... I mean, like, even just getting this set was, like, stressful. And then you read this and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then the next one is a GoFundMe. And it says, this is for my brother. A couple months ago, my brother started to get really sick. He wouldn't eat and was quickly losing weight. He quickly got worse and the doctors realized that he would need a heart transplant. And they basically have just a ton of bills and things to get him stronger so he can get the heart transplant. So that'll be another GoFundMe. And then the last one says, my mom, a retired preschool teacher, was recently diagnosed with terminal neurological disease at age 65. In the span of a year, it's taken away her ability to walk, drive, cook, and take care of herself. And they had to move her into a nursing home and sell her house and cars. And they have just so many medical expenses. So that one is on a website called donorsfordonna.com. But all of those links to donate will be in the description of this episode. Again, even if it is literally $2, if the 100,000 people who watch this episode donated $5, that's 500,000. Like, let's really remember the reason for the season, bitch.
So true.
There's still time to be put on the nice list. Mm-hmm. Coming up with this episode, I'm like trying to come up with all these holiday puns. I'm like for the intro, I was like, something that has put you on the naughty list this year. And I'm like, Chris, you're a 28-year-old man. In a Santa outfit looking like a predator. Like, you are neighbors with James Charles at this point.
Yeah, like, taking your own.
Yeah, so anyways, those links will be down below. Please give what you can. Don't feel pressured if you can't. Don't feel sad. It feels cool to have this opportunity to do and shine light to where a lot of people might not get the traction they want on their GoFundMe or anything. So yeah, slay. Slay, slay,
and with slay. That, slay.
And with that, let's hear what you guys have to say, which is always a great time. I had you guys call in with the prompt of just anything holiday related, best gift, worst experience, something naughty you did this year, anything. You guys can call in at 310-844-6459. You can leave a voicemail whenever, but I usually go on my Instagram or the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram and give you guys the prompt so you know what's up. But are we ready, Sam?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The first one is a question.
Ooh, a question.
Hey, Chris. It's Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Oh, wait, can we pause it?
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Claus is struggling. Oh, have we addressed that we are dressed as Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Oh, yeah, we're in full regalia.
We're in full wigalia.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, come on. That was good. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, back to Olivia.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
It's Olivia from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Pennsylvania.
Not a real state.
I'm calling because I'm in a Secret Santa with a bunch of my friends, but also some, like, extended friends.
Ew.
And so the person I got, I'm not very close with, and
that's so brutal.
We used to have kind of a little bit of like bad blood because of our political differences.
Oh, political.
He is kind of like a raging Republican.
Joe Biden merch.
I was
so I just wanted to ask you what you think I should get him if you have any ideas.
I think like a critical race theory book, just right off the bat.
Thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, Olivia. Happy holidays.
Olivia, God bless.
Yeah, I think like a critical race book. Let's see. What are the other?
Oh, my God.
That's a tough. I mean, like that, your friends should have your back on. Like the friends that invited you should say, okay, we'll switch with you.
Right.
Like that's fucked to have a Secret Santa for someone you never, you don't really know and you also have low-key beef with.
Also, they just like wish everyone would die and don't believe in human rights.
Yeah, they literally don't believe in like human autonomy.
That's literally like, it's like there is no other way to do it other than get them a gag gift that they're going to fucking hate. What are you going to do? Get them a MAGA hat? Yeah. You're like, I respect you as a human.
Yeah, I love you and I gave money to Trump on your behalf. Ew. Like, that is like
I signed myself up for the Trump emails for you.
I would honestly, if you're not going to do like the critical race theory book, which I really think is a power move, I would just do nothing. Like, I would just be like, I forgot my gift.
Yeah.
Womp womp. Yeah.
Racists don't deserve Christmas gifts.
I mean, I don't think you're wrong, Miss Claus. You're wrong.
Mrs. Claus, if
I'll
she
write
was
that down. What would you, Sam,
South.
What would you recommend? Yes, you.
Oh, I have to answer this?
Yeah. Babe, you're on camera, babe.
Sam, it's time.
Divorce, babe, divorce.
Like,
what would you recommend? You're like a level-headed person.
But because I don't think she's trying to be mean.
No, I don't think she is, but she shouldn't necessarily not.
Oh, maybe like a shitty wine.
Oh, the Snoop Dogg wine. Snoop, love you. The Snoop Rosé. That's what you get him.
Dos Hombres.
Oh, no. The Bud Light Seltzer Flannel Pack.
Yes.
That is what you motherfucking get him. And the worst part is he will probably enjoy it.
The Marshmallow Seltzer.
Fuck that. We did that on this podcast too for like Thanksgiving or something. Trash.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Oh my God, it was awful. Get him the Flannel Pack.
Yeah.
If they don't sell it, find one on eBay that's like expired. I could even send you some. I still have some in my house. That's mine. That seems nice, but it's like low-key the worst gift you could give someone.
Generous.
That is the... Oh my God, I'm so proud of myself for that. Like too proud of myself.
Next.
Okay, these are more like anecdotes, so.
Love.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
This is a holiday horror story for you. My boyfriend at the time and I last year went to his family's house in middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God, Pennsylvania.
First time meeting his family since we both live in a different state. Christmas, good vibes, the whole thing. And he's going to go to the gym one morning. I go ahead. You deserve it. You're stressed. I'll stay here with your family that I've just met 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
I would go to
your
the
sister's
gym at
nice
that
point. To me. Mm-hmm. Your mom's nice to me the entire time. His mom, his sister, and his dad are apologizing that he left me home alone with them. Oh, my God. We're, like, strangers to you. So now I'm like,
I know, like, I'm
oh, God.
Waiting for this to take a
turn. Kill me, right? Nope, even worse. Comes home, and then we have a wonderful Christmas. Lovely, present, cute. Get back to the state that we live in.
Was he cheating?
I go through his phone one night. Yeah, he cheated on me during Christmas.
She answered you!
While I was alone with his family at his house as they were apologizing.
I literally was joking, and then she answered call and response style.
And
she said, yes,
yeah, he cheated.
Now Christmas is ruined forever. Just kidding, it's not.
Nope.
I mean, he doesn't have that much of an impact on my life anymore. Oh, together,
come on, feminism.
That's a pretty horror story. It was in the middle of fucking nowhere, Pennsylvania. I got cheated on.
That.
Away from my family on Christmas.
Oh, my
All right,
God!
Anyways, love you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Her happy holidays.
Christian almost parent-in-laws.
Oh, no wonder they were apologizing to her the whole time. I mean,
so
he was getting his dick. Do you think they knew?
Why else would they be apologizing?
That like, he left you here at the gym. That's so lame of him.
Oh, my God. Sorry, our son fucking
blows. Oh, my God. Well, I'm honestly the most shook at the fact that I asked, like, oh, he was cheating on you. And she goes, yes, she was.
Said, that yes.
Was, that was, like, I don't hear these voicemails at all.
That was
like,
a spiritual
before
experience
here.
That for
was,
both of us.
That literally, I have chills. I don't know if it's this damn fan just, like, hitting me right. But, like, oh. Fuck, that, to get cheated on, to, like, this, to say the sentence, I got cheated on during Christmas in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. That is so fucking, that's like Dr. Phil heavy.
That is.
Holy
that's like
fuck. That
her
might be.
GoFundMe's linked down below as yeah. well.
Like, literally, I'm so sorry, like an emotional girl. Trauma response GoFundMe.
That's awful.
That is brutal. At least you can avoid the state of Pennsylvania and have a good reason
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no reason to ever go back.
Yeah, she's like, I actually can't. I'm traumatized.
God.
I'm triggered.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay, that was like not a horror story. That was just sad.
Yeah, just
that
pitiful.
Was like, I feel bad for
yet another
not
reason
bad for
why
you.
Men are just
Garbaggio. What's his name? We'll put him on the naughty list, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyways, next.
Oh my God, that gets me every time. Hey, Chris. My
Hi,
name is Haley,
intro.
And this is my family's unconventional Christmas tradition, kind of, I guess.
So
we just all go up north, northern Michigan to my Uncle John's cabin, which turns out is actually an old brothel. So there's
Uncle
like
John,
10 individual rooms with their own bathroom. So that
Book
the madam could probably bathe herself afterwards. I don't know. But anyway, we just go up. We take tequila shots. Uncle John makes a shout out to Uncle John. Yeah. He's definitely not listening.
You said ew!
He makes a killer white Russian. We smoke
like
a bunch
fucks
of weed.
A killer white Russian.
And we take shrooms.
Sorry, I had
yeah,
to.
As a family. And
I just missed what
yeah,
she said. You
that
have to rewind.
Because
your bitch ass
so
is talking.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. What does she even say?
I don't know. I have to talk over people to make a good joke. Sorry. Sorry. It's all the comments.
Not you talking over women.
It's not the first time someone's commented that. Fucking bitch.
You think you're original?
I hate you.
Girl, play it again. I don't even know what she said.
She said that they did mushrooms as a family.
That's their tradition?
All I want is my family to do drugs with me. Not drugs, just like weed or mushrooms. Like that's
a natural drug.
A natural medicine.
Of the earth.
Is that your vibe? Like, would you want to do that with your family?
My family would never.
No, I mean,
the first
literally.
Time I ever saw my dad drink a sip of alcohol, I was 23 years old, and he ordered a Shirley Temple at a dive bar. My parents.
I don't actually have a response
to
that.
No, like, they do not drink.
That
like,
is,
they don't do nothing.
Oh, my God. How are they?
They're great. I guess.
How?
He was in the military, too. Like,
I
grew up with,
I would
like,
be hooked up to an eternal blunt. I mean, I would have, like, an IV, but it would be just smoke. Straight to the blood.
Aerating out your fucking veins.
At age 23, you saw him drink for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, give him the Medal of Courage.
Yeah.
The Medal of Honor, whatever it even is.
I was like, and he was like, I just don't really have an interest in it. He was like, I see what it does to people. I'm not interested. And I was like, slay, but also like,
I see what it does
vodka.
To people and I want that. I'm like, that's where I want to be.
Like, that looks fun.
Wow, he clearly is from a different generation. He's
yeah.
like, you just go take a walk when you're stressed. I'm like, where's the nearest thing I can put in my body that'll change my chemistry?
You're like, I need a chemical buffer to go
like,
through
literally.
Life.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wow, that sounds like a fun... Wait, is the mushrooms a tradition or was it just this one time?
It sounded like they always do mushrooms and drink tequila.
I want to meet Uncle John.
Yeah, Uncle John plays.
So was the house he moved into a brothel? Like an old brothel? Like an ex-brothel? Or is... He a brothel owner.
Is he a madam? No, yeah. It's his. He moved into an old school. The building used to be a brothel.
Oh,
got
so
it.
Haunted.
Okay.
So haunted.
Oh, I mean, there are so many slutty dead ghosts there.
Literally.
You don't hear groans. You hear moans.
You hear.
They're like, it's like an eerie.
I was like, they sound kind of hot.
Yeah, people are like, wait, why am I low-key hot and heavy right now? Anyways, I'm so sorry. Well, just thank you so much for watching. Let's play the next one. I'm so sorry, and I will keep my mouth shut.
Hi, Chris Clemens. First of all,
on.
I just want to say I fucking love you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
I didn't tell anyone
I'm gonna
you were
make
gonna
this
be on
pretty
this
short.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
When I was in seventh grade, I woke up on New Year's
yeah.
Day. With my period. And even though that's not Christmas, I started out the new year with
a new you.
God's gift.
A as a woman. She started
so
as a woman.
I guess I started the year as a woman. And that was probably the
I'm
worst gift
lose
ever.
My mind.
And it fucking sucked. But Love you so much. You're probably going to fucking hate hearing this.
No,
we have a great day.
We're having a great time. Have some confidence. Love you, girl. Oh my God. No, that, I mean, she said New Year's resolution, be a woman.
She said.
God was like, I got you.
In that moment, her balls dropped.
I'm not going to respond to that. I'm going to pretend like it was the breeze and it's behind me now.
Do you want to know when I started my period? In gym class. And I went to the bathroom because I had to pee and I dropped my pants and it was brown and I thought I shit my pants. I started scream crying in the bathroom and I was like,
did you not feel that?
No, because I was sweating in gym class. I said, I don't even remember pooping. And then I called my mom and she was like, honey.
Honey, here's something we have to tell you.
She was like, this is called basic human anatomy. And I'm like, what is it?
Called punishment for being a woman.
Literally. That'll teach you.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, I thought I had sharded.
I don't understand like this whole like men thinking they're superior to women. Like, yeah. I'm like, homie, huh?
Yeah.
Once a month, I can tell you straight up, I would not be able to do that.
Yeah. No, it's
I can lot. Own. I can own that. I don't know how women do it.
Me either.
I don't.
The Divine Feminine by Mac Miller. Stream it on Spotify and Apple Music.
I just started feeling the champagne too. So I'm like, ho, ho, ho.
You know what I've had to eat today? 3 cheese cubes and a strawberry.
You know what I've eaten today?
What?
The 1 inch off that smoothie. Didn't even finish
We're the thinnest people that have ever lived.
Yeah, Santa went to Jenny. Santa's been busy this year.
Santa's a friend of Jenny.
Yeah. Miss Craig?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Santy.
She's the next special guest.
Oh my God, Kris Kringle. It's Kris Clemons.
Wait.
What a serve. When I was younger, my friend in, I think this was like 6th grade, she had a little brother who was like in 1st or 2nd grade. And that's when they were being lied to about Christopher Columbus. And the friend was like, oh, my sister's friends with Christopher Columbus. And I was, yeah. So I've always thought about that. I was like, that's so fun. I have a similar name. And then I learned about who Christopher Columbus really was. And I was like, that could be better.
You said, oh, fuck.
I was like, wow, that's not a fun story anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like really playing with this wig.
No, literally, I'm like, get your life.
I'm like crunching it and scrunching it and popping this pussy. Holiday pussy. Yuletide like, pussy.
My God.
I'm changing my Twitter name to Yuletide pussy.
My Yuletide yussy. Enough.
What is a yussy? Oh, it's my Yuletide pussy.
Yeah.
Anyways, is there another call?
It's peppermint scented.
It's peppermint schnapps. Jesus Christ. Who's regretting listening to this episode?
Give this a like if you haven't clicked on it. If you haven't exited
Apple
the browser.
Music, where's the like?
Oh my God.
How many more do we have, Sam?
One more.
Oh, all okay. Right. Let's make it one rock. More.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jasmine. Hi, and I'm Jada. And we're sisters. We are sisters. And we're porn stars. So,
I'm obsessed.
Christmas porn.
Love.
He's yeah.
Stuff this year.
We do porn sometimes together. And we're kind of blowing up in the porn world.
It's, yeah, it's Bella Thorne and Tana Mojo.
We're like kind of conservative. Yeah.
And what the fuck? I'm
literally
about?
No idea. And I don't
I
know how they react.
Conservative.
Oh,
and we really don't know how to tell them.
Blowing and blowing up.
So we thought, why not ask Kris Clemons? Because Kris knows best.
Yeah. Or something.
Have we watched this episode so far?
Kind of an immediate problem. So get back to us as soon as possible.
Yes, please. Like, like today.
Yeah, that'd be great. Feel free to call back.
I'm not probably going to call back, but
my phone number is...
La, 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 la. Sam, did you stop it?
No, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they want to know how to tell their conservative
parents. Is that what it was? Because we were, like, still cracking jokes, even though I said I'd shut up.
Yeah, me too.
It was that their parents are conservative.
I would just not tell them. Like, I don't think they need...
Let them find out.
Yeah, I don't... The dad is like, I want to see sisters. And then he's like, oh, my God, no, I don't.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
That is... How... I'm trying to figure out how I don't think I could do porn with my brothers.
What? No.
Like, more power to you guys, Jasmine and shit.
Jada.
Jada. I knew it was another J.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I'm Jada. Wait. I'm Jasmine.
Okay.
And we're. And I was like, sister. I was like, I thought it was going to be something more catchy.
Okay. So don't tell them.
Yeah. I just say don't. I say you have a job that you're an assistant. Just say you're a personal assistant.
You own your own business.
You're a personal assistant.
Literally.
They pay well. Like,
they never need to know.
I just, yeah, I don't think they
hope y'all use like aliases online.
Oh, porn stars, sex workers are so fucking smart.
Yeah. Like, no, and it is true.
They're so smart, and people don't think that. I really hope you're using
hustle
stage
and grind
names.
Culture is literally like porn stars.
It really is. Like, I have friends honestly with a few porn stars, and it is just, I think I have a decent work ethic. I'm like,
they're business people.
They're business people who are busy.
Yeah.
In the pussy.
Yes.
Literally, it's inspiring.
That's I want to know the backstory there. How do you get into like sucking and fucking your
and
own
not
blood?
Feel weird? Like, not that you should feel weird about it, but like, I'm so, like, I never even walked around my house naked because I was like, I don't want people to know what my balls look like. I don't know why it's such like a hang up for me, but I'm like, I wish I could do like OnlyFans and stuff. But like, I don't have that like confidence, I guess. Or
yeah,
I just, I don't want people who know me to then see, like, I don't know.
It's a weird thing.
Someone told me it was like ignorant of me to say that I would never do OnlyFans because I was like, I don't know. Someone left a comment and it like struck a chord with me because I was like, fuck you. Well, no, because they were like, you're just like, sex workers aren't idiots. And I'm like, no shit,
so
they're not.
When did I say that?
Like, when did I say that? I was just saying I could never do it.
Yeah.
Because I just am too awkward myself.
I close my eyes when I look in the mirror before a shower.
Oh my
like,
God,
my
eyes are fully shut when I'm jacking off. I mean, it's just, I'm just kidding, I'm kidding.
I'm hovering above my own body, I'm not here. I am not in this
I
moment.
I put my head in a box and I just go to, no. But I would not tell them. That is final answer from Mr. Claus this holiday season. Let them find out on their own, and then if they address it, be like, well, what the fuck were you doing? You're clearly up to no good either. Brah. Yeah.
Literally, it's a win-win.
Yeah, it is a win-win. Let them find it. Them come to you. You've got the power.
Yeah.
Why were you looking, Dad?
Yeah.
For sisters.
What is your problem?
What is your problem, mm-hmm. sicko? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's okay, I've got to start carrying the show again.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, and now hop. Oh, the rant.
Oh, God.
We have a lot to rant about today.
Yeah, we do.
Like, a good amount. We've thrown the timer out the window. It's just like
ignore it.
I don't need boundaries and limits and roofs over my head.
You don't need capitalism limiting your creativity.
Period, bestie.
Yeah.
So one of the things, in doing all of this set and the Christmas at my house, I wasn't going to set up Christmas at my house this year, but when I was looking for this set, I found a fake Christmas tree at Target, and it was literally stunning. And it was like half off or something because they were like, please get rid of this. We can't have it. So I bought it and I was like, wait, I low-key want that for my house. So I set it up in my house. And so now I was like, oh, I need ornaments and shit. Why does and this is where the rant comes in, hence the ramp
Wait,
up.
Can we pause really quick? Because I have to piss so bad.
Yes, let's cut for a sec. Miss Claus needs to tinkle. She needs to do a little tinkle jingle.
Release the melted snow.
Release the milk and cookies. While my wife is in the, I was going to say freezer. I don't know why. Oopsies. While my wife is in the bathroom, here's a quick word from a sponsor of this episode. I want to thank this holiday special sponsor, which is Dadgrass. As you guys know, we have worked together before, and I cannot get enough of them. Oh my God, I just realized that my Santa belt is like halfway around my body. Now, if you don't know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp and tinctures that relax your body and mellow your mind. They're 100% organic pre-rolled joints, and tinctures are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And I've said this before, and I will say it until literally the day I die. I love smoking Dadgrass while I'm working because it takes a lot of the overthinking and like the stress and anxiety out of the day, but it doesn't make me really sleepy. It doesn't do anything really except take off all of the added stress that I don't want to feel already. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the US. And if you are traveling this season, there's no need to worry. Take it with you wherever you go because it is TSA approved, baby. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Again, that is dadgrass.com/unhinged. Go get 20% off your first order and have a stress-free holiday, baby. Sit down, relax. Take a hit, some Dadgrass. That's what I'll be fucking doing. Alrighty, back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
My wife is back and now it's time to actually get into the rant. Fucking glitter. I fucking hate glitter. If you know me at this point, you know my stance on glitter. It's a hard fucking no. Everything what like left in stores for the holidays is like ornaments just fully covered in glitter. Mm-hmm. And it's like they use a glue stick mm-hmm. to adhese it. To adhese? Is that a word?
To stick? Adhere.
Adhere.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Linguistics.
You were going for adhesive.
I was going for a lot of things, but I'm glad that this turned into a learning lesson. I'm learning and growing, guys. This is my apology. I'm like, sorry for the grammar. Sorry for the illiteracy. No, but I don't understand why everything needs to have glitter. You don't, like, if you want to make it sparkle, I get it.
Yeah.
Have you heard of sequins? Have you heard of beads? Have you heard of shit that is clean upable?
Do you know what this is telling me?
What?
You can say that you hate gay people.
Oh, no, I do. Why do you think they all get coal? Santa hates f***s. Bleep that.
Santa hates. Oh, my God. No, I literally.
I just can't do it. You can't get rid of it. Like, we set up this fucking set. I have wiped this table 4 different times, and I still see glitter on it. I vacuumed it. Yeah. No, I didn't. That was my house at home. I vacuumed it and there's still fucking glitter.
What do you know about a glitter bomb?
Oh, I know that it happened to me senior year because this girl, Maggie, I'm still fucking friends with you, but I'm pissed about this and I've not let it go. She dumped a whole fucking thing of glitter on me.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. No,
but it is. That was like glitter.
No.
Okay, well, I'm giggling in my head.
Fuck you. Why don't you giggle your way to your fucking rant, bitch? I'm so livid. I'm like, how dare you?
I'm going to send you a glitter bomb after this fucking episode.
I will take legal action. I'll pull the James Charles card and you will be in jail for a very long time. Period.
And I get that.
No, I don't fuck with that shit. That is that is like rude. Mm-hmm. Glitter is just, you don't need it. Mm-hmm. I ended up finding ornaments at Costco and like, see, they were almost on the right track. They had glitter on them, but it was glued down better, but they used like shiny glittery beads. Mm-hmm. So like it got the whole shine effect. It looked good, but there wasn't I don't even know, like, these fucking nutcrackers, why do they need to be covered in glitter? Holy fuck. Oh my God, I literally, like, these ornaments, look at that whole little tiny fucking testicle does not need to be covered in motherfucking glitter. Holy shit, I'm like actually becoming unraveled right now. I like literally, it's all over your fingers, then you scratch your eyebrow once and it never goes away. Fuck, I literally, this isn't even a bit, I hate this shit. I hate this shit. Fuck. Oh my God, if you're gonna use glitter, put a coating over it. Like, have you heard of Mod Podge? Fuck.
Paper mache.
I'm so pissed off. Like that nutcracker, the base of it. Why does that need glitter? It's a fucking base. Make it all white.
It's called being festive, and you're literally saying
No, do not make me look like the Grinch that stole fucking Christmas.
You're the enemy here. Everyone loves glitter.
I'm Santa, bitch. I'm the loved
glitter
one.
Glitter makes people happy.
Well, fuck you.
I love glitter.
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I get it, though, because you know what? I don't know if you've ever dabbled in, like, makeup.
Does it look like I've dabbled in makeup?
No, I'm not trying to assume your story.
Okay, fair. No, I have dabbled in makeup. I did a video where I applied it with a fidget spinner. A full face with that's when they were hot. I was like, I'm going to be trendy and do a full face with this fidget spinner. I've never gotten less views in my life.
I'm like, you looking back being like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, no, I found a fidget spinner on my desk yesterday, and I tried redoing it, and I was like, yeah, no, that was really stupid, Chris.
I love fidget spinners, though.
Oh, live for
them. Anyway, doing makeup with glitter... You can, there's like hacks and stuff trying to get, like, you can use scotch tape and do it. Doesn't fucking work. Doesn't work.
I can't even imagine doing glitter makeup.
But
with
you know
glitter.
What? It looks so good.
But your eyes, see, but that's, I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved in it.
That's fair.
Like, your eyes, I was noticing like earlier, and then as I'm doing rant, I was like, oh, she has glitter on her eyes.
You're like, she has something to say.
But that's fine. Yeah. I think eye makeup with glitter, like, oh my God, there's this YouTuber, Michaela, or TikToker Michaela, she's got like that accent.
Yes, she's from Boston.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she had followed me for a while. I have never shit my pants harder.
She's everything.
Oh my gosh, she's everything. But she has really shiny makeup stuff that she loves. And she's I love that shit. See, I like that.
But not on you.
Not near me.
I get that.
Like, there's glitter on this table. I don't even think we
You're
put
about
glitter.
To have a fucking freak out.
I just can't do it.
And I'm going to giggle.
I really can't do it. I just, that's where, like, I draw, like, the fucking, I can't.
You know what? When you give in to glitterous camp. Like, if you've worn, like, glittery makeup or if you've decorated for Christmas and then your whole body's covered in glitter and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, if you just give in and say, like, oh, it's Christmas.
But give in. But then it's like when I want to sit on my bed. My bed has glitter in it.
And what's
forever.
Wrong with that? It's not hurting you, girl.
I know it's not. Like, that's a thing I want to get over is, like, why does it bother me so much?
Yeah.
But, like, it just does. You cannot get rid of it. I washed my hands after touching stuff. There was still glitter. And I'm like, that fucking star, that piece of shit on that tree behind you. I swear to God, that motherfucker rained glitter, like a hurricane
but
glitter.
But it's Gorgina. That's Gorgina George.
You can take it. You can fucking take the
whole
tree and there's glitter on it.
I'm
going
to rub it all over my body and then give you a hug.
When we were setting this set up the other day, Chris just walked out at some point because of the glitter.
I don't even remember this. I was just seeing red, apparently. I was like seeing red,
a
white, and green, baby.
A black rage, yeah.
Oh my God.
White and green.
I literally cannot do the glitter. I can't.
That's fair.
I fucking cannot. And especially at Christmas and New Year's. Mm-hmm. No, New Year's is more of like that shiny plastic shit. Christmas.
Which is camp.
I just
love it.
Don't. None of my stuff growing up has glitter. Like, when did that start? My mom's Christmas stuff. I don't know if she has taste. But it's like all just that like shiny like glass
stuff.
Well,
you know, the history behind it is in the manger, Jesus had a glitter bomb.
Well, no, that's what I heard. That's one of the three wise men brought. They were like, Jesus, bow!
Frankincense, myrrh, and a glitter bomb.
Frankincense, myrrh,
and glitter.
And glitter.
And mica and glitter. Like, literally, it's like ethically sourced mica.
Pat McGrath. Honestly, though, I would convert. I guess I am Christian or Catholic
or
the,
something.
The least, the not as gross one
yeah.
of Catholic and Christian still clearly don't know. So
yeah,
how devout am I?
Know.
But if he got glitter bombed, I'd go back to church every Christmas for
That's
that.
Fair.
To hear that story.
Yes.
And then Jesus
he came
got
out
covered
in
glitter.
Gucci like, velvet frock with glitter. We're like, yes, Jesus give.
We're like, slay Jesus. Maybe I would like glitter. See, maybe the three wise men fucked it up for me.
Maybe you're just like, this is religious trauma.
Oh, it's,
you.
I mean, it's
definitely. I mean, same.
It's like, honey. That's...
Okay, you know what? In the vein of glittery, nasty, cheap Christmas decorations, my rant is holiday retail. I don't know if
that's
before.
That's just as bad as glitter.
It's literally, yes.
Just as bad.
I don't know if you've ever worked in like retail or customer service before.
I think
all
I never
of it.
Worked during like these holidays.
Okay.
When I worked in retail, it was like always in the summer.
Okay. Which
so
is also bad.
Also brutal, but not anything close to this
yes.
shit. Like when I'm out, I don't even want to be out freely in a store, mm-hmm. let alone be contractually obligated to be in that store.
Yes.
Getting paid.
To be on the clock in
no,
the store.
No. Like
I worked at, you know, Claire's in the mall. Claire's.
Bitch, how stupid do you actually think I am?
Well.
Touche. We've all seen me try to read.
I'm like, learn how to read and then we'll answer this question.
Come to me when you can read a book, bitch.
No. So
Touche.
So I worked at Claire's in college.
I honestly would love to see pictures of this.
Oh, I was there for 2 weeks and I fucking quit. I couldn't do
that
it.
That was a
because,
lot of my retail jobs.
Yeah, little did I know. I was like, oh, it's the holiday break. You know, in college, you're home for a month.
But that's, oh my God, you do anything for money during those
that's
times.
That's literally, I was
it's
like, I just need $7 to buy myself a cocktail at my college bar. Like, I'm begging for $7.
Literally.
And so I went home.
They're like, that'll be 2 hours of work.
Yes.
I'm like, please.
I'm not kidding. Because in Texas at the time, the minimum wage was $7.25. I think it still is.
I think that's what I made like a few summers.
Yeah. That was over Christmas break.
Try and
I
block
at
as
Claire's.
Much of that shit out.
Literally, I worked in the mall. For 2 weeks, and it was right after Christmas.
Why would you sign up for that?
Because I needed money, girl.
You're like, I just needed a cocktail.
I was literally 19 years old. I was like, I need.
So you drank underage.
I would never
Me too,
say that.
Girl.
And I would never say it out loud.
Oh, well, you just did for the internet.
And no,
so.
I did not. And if I did, no, I didn't.
That was
and
Chris
so,
talking.
That was great.
He does a killer
for me.
Impression of me.
Yeah. So I worked there, and I have never in my life seen more angry middle-aged white moms talking about the JoJo Siwa palette was busted when it came in the mail.
Stop.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm 19. Like, I don't give a shit if your JoJo Siwa eyeshadow palette was, but it was $4.99.
I don't give a fuck if you're JoJo Siwa.
I don't give a fuck. JoJo Siwa could walk in here right now and I'd say, ma'am, we don't have a sale rep.
But, like, that's what's so tough is because, like, I am by no means sympathizing, but as I've gotten older and you want to make magic happen for people.
No.
You, like, oh, right. No. What idiot was fucking saying that?
I'm like, I gave up on that a long time ago.
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying they're justified in screaming at someone undeserved, but I understand, like, the holidays are so stressful. Like, me trying to find...
Yeah.
I keep referencing this set. It's, like, the only thing that I've thought about this week.
Brought
like,
you joy. Truly,
no, it's not brought me, like, a lot of joy. Looking at it when we set it up, I was like, wow. Netflix, please hire me. I'd love to get off
set
YouTube.
Design.
But... I understand that, like, I need to make Christmas magic for my kid. But, like, it's still, like, don't be a dick. Like, it's so much more effective being in those positions of working that shit. You are so much more willing to do something for someone who is, like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's hard to be chill when the mall is, like, swamped and everything is sold out and there's supply chain shortages.
You made a choice to come in here and yell at a teenager that could not give less of a fuck
about
your situation. That's
getting paid minimum motherfucking wage.
And when you, oh my God, Twitter has been such, like, an investigative journalist for all this. Like, people literally admit, if you come in here to this store acting crazy, talking about this coupon expired 2 years ago, but someone before it let me use it, immediately I could give you the discount. But immediately, because of how you came at me, I'm not doing it.
Oh my God, that's the thing. All these people are like, we don't give a fuck.
No, I don't care.
That's amen to that.
Yeah.
I just
feel so bad for retail workers during, oh my God, Black Friday. Black Friday, enough.
I have like a sad rant about Black Friday. I'm just like, it's not what it was. Like, Black Friday used to only be Friday. Now it starts like at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
And what the fuck is Cyber Monday? Like, y'all have a problem.
I don't know. I'm still learning Black Friday, the new Black Friday.
You're telling me people shop on Thanksgiving Day?
That's what not that I enjoyed, but it was a fun thing. Like, if some years you're like, let's go to the mall on Black Friday at 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was an event.
Right.
Now, if you go at 3 a.m., there's nothing left.
Right.
And I'm like, what is the point of this capitalistic holiday if
who
I can't buy
a
things?
TV at 2:30 in the morning?
Bro, the people who camp out for like days, I'm like, I'm just at the point where it's like, you will never see me camping out.
No, I don't.
Even
care.
If I'm going camping, yeah. I will be like, all right, guys, see you in the morning. I'm going to like the Four Seasons up the road.
The
like,
La Quinta.
Yeah, like literally. Like, I'm going to Marriott. Catch y'all later.
I'm at the neighborhood Marriott.
Bon voyage. Marriott. Like, that's
Marriott
me.
Bon voy.
Like, even if I'm going camping, I'm not in a tent. Like, I just don't. Like, oh my God, the Harry Styles concert. How did you even, by the way, you rant, my friend, one of my like best friends, Cody, was like, he went to the same concert. You were out in a cow suit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember how he said, but he was like, oh my God. Or maybe I mentioned that you were there. And he goes, oh my God. I was walking through a doorway and I ran into a giant inflatable cow and was like, what the fuck? And
giant?
I was,
what the fuck? I'm kidding. I'm like, so call me fat again. So call me a cow again. These fucking men.
Thinking they can call women whatever.
I'm literally in
you
a 7
dress
foot
as an
inflatable cow.
Giant cow. Yeah,
whatever.
So
wait,
he was
did
like,
I meet him?
No, he wasn't. Oh. He just like knows of you through me and shit. Like, and so he was like, oh my God, I saw your friend Brittany. I ran into her and she was like dressed in a cow.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was me.
Yeah,
Emmy.
No, that's her.
Yeah, it was me, Emmy, and Christelle. We
seeing you in the background of all the Harry Styles photos was like maybe the best fucking thing. What is it, Moo Bitch?
Moo Bitch. Everyone's like, Harry, help me come out. I'm gay as fuck. Help. And I'm like,
everybody's
Moo
seen
bitch.
The viral TikToks.
Yes, I'm like, Moo Bitch, get over here. Pay attention to me.
That was everything.
I love Harry Styles.
So, oh, same.
Enough.
I was gonna be like, Santa, bring me him, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I'm that.
Not the Rogaine sponsorship incoming.
Oh my
We're
God.
Hair
I am
on the
stressed this holiday season. My
Santa
hair is falling
out.
I just pulled a literal clump.
White pubic hair out of your head.
And put it right on my bush.
Right on your Nicki Minaj testicle balls.
Santa's got a swollen ball this year. It's canceled. Santa got a vaccine and has a swollen ball. Rudolph can't carry him anymore.
The sheer weight of your one swollen ball.
Rudolph's like, I'm out. We're unionizing. I'm out. That's not the reindeer paws on the roof. That's Santa kicking his foot laughing.
The reindeer unionizing. They're part of SAG.
Blitzer, I thought you were on my side. They're part of SAG. They are paid actors 100%.
They don't even have dental. That line from Shrek 2. Do you remember the line from Shrek 2? Help! We don't even have dental.
Shrek the Russian Spy. We don't even have dental.
Oh my God.
Well, that was the rant. I feel better.
I feel literally like a weight has been lifted.
Same. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. I've been holding this bitch in for a while. I was like, I know what this rant's going to be.
You like keeping your cool all through the holiday season, but you just like seething with rage because you hate glitter.
Yes. But yeah. I don't remember it being so big.
Yeah.
Like it was not this mainstream.
It was. In
holiday items for decoration, no. I will say it has definitely not been... Yeah, sure, there's probably always been glitter, but not to this extent.
Okay.
Like, even just fucking normal balls, mm-hmm. ornaments, glitter.
Yeah, I love it.
Glitter.
We're
gonna, since it is the holidays...
You're not gonna acknowledge glitter?
No, I'm driving right past it. I'm like, thank you, Mrs. Claus, see you in a day. I've got to run the world.
Mrs. Clitoris? Sorry.
Mrs. Glitteris.
It's giving clitoral hood.
Michael's is the glitoral hood. That's on what?
Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. We're going to learn how to play dreidel.
Like, are we kidding?
Me segueing. We're going to learn how to play dreidel. No, because it is the holidays, and apparently there's a war on Christmas that Catholics like to make up about Starbucks
we
cups.
We started it. We started the war on Christmas,
I started
it
with
way.
Glitter.
Yes.
Glitter started it.
Yeah.
No, because it is the holidays, and I definitely believe in being inclusive. No, I think it is cool to... learn different things. My manager is Jewish. Sorry, I'm pulling like a dreadlock out of my Santa wig. but my manager is Jewish, and I've never played dreidel. I thought it would be
either such
a fun thing to learn. We have chocolate candies that he brought and a dreidel, two dreidels. So we are.
I always thought dreidels would be bigger.
I did too for some reason. Is that offensive?
I don't think so, but I think you can get big dreidels and play with them. I'm
yours
sure that's
bigger.
Are they not made
okay,
of wood?
Okay, this sounds so fucked. Like, yours is pretty big.
No, I'm
you
like,
can't. How big do you want? It's like, what are we
no,
saying,
like,
guys?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the size of the dreidel that matters.
It's how you use it.
All right, and that's dreidel. Thank you so much,
Thank
Jake,
you
for
guys.
Teaching that.
Thank you, Jake.
I'm like, what did this turn? This was supposed to be a nice, wholesome event.
Wait, and I do have a question that I asked earlier, and you told me to keep it on camera. So is dreidel gambling? You gamble with the chocolate coins.
Well, it really depends on how you play it. So you can use chocolate coins like these.
Or real money.
You can use candies. And actually, technically, you could use real money, but usually it's just a game for kids to play.
Oh, it's like not... So
you do win and lose.
But it's not like a... It's not like, so like adults don't dreidel?
No, you can
dreidel. Is that a verb?
It's almost, to dreidel I almost
oneself?
Think of it like,
is it play,
like
is
Halloween.
Is it play dreidel or?
Okay.
Like you trick or treat as long as you like, right? But it's almost like Halloween.
So
like,
it's meant for kids.
I think mostly kids do it.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, like, can you teach us the basic, because now I'm like genuinely.
No, I'm like, I think it's cool to learn things that I've never done or experienced.
Personally,
I think
I'm
as
a
an
professional
adult, there would
player.
Be a lot of fun actually.
What?
Actually, I think you could do a new trend, because I think as an adult, it would be a lot of fun to play.
Do a new
drunk
trend.
Dreidel.
Drunk dreidel, but with real money.
Ooh, with poker chips.
Well,
we're at the
poker
Bellagio.
Dreidel.
We're at the Bellagio playing dreidel.
Hi, where's the dreidel table? I have my coins.
I mean, we could do it. We could start.
I'm down.
Right,
oh my God, let's do like a that's casino good. Night, but so, it's exclusively dreidel.
Wait, I
need
like,
somebody
I don't
else
know.
To play
no,
with
I'm
though.
Like straight up serious about this.
Okay.
All right. We'll
this
we'll
sounds
talk about
fun.
It afterwards. Yeah,
maybe let's good. Let me see if I even like the game.
All right,
I think you're
it.
Gonna love it. So basically, it basically you use a top kind of like this. So this one's just
so
like
I'm topping.
Yeah, that,
so I, mean,
I was waiting.
Like, I mean,
no,
yeah.
I was waiting for it. I just mean, fucking like, go for it.
And it has four Hebrew letters on it. So
okay,
you, so
I'm starting with the one that looks like a backwards L.
Yeah, does it have a flat L or is it does it have a
oh
little...
does it have a high heel? No, it's just like the
okay.
Flat.
The flat yeah. one is nun, which is like
nun?
Which means nothing basically.
Nun.
Like, so you get nothing. So nothing happens. Basically.
Sorry, it's, I'm not like
so you don't
no,
lose
just can't
money.
Really hear you.
So you don't get money or you don't get chocolate, whatever. You don't win. It,
okay.
That, nun is just means
so you
means
don't
nothing.
Want that one. Okay.
So that one, if you get the one that looks like it has high heels, an L with
yeah.
high heels,
I'm like an Ariana Grande boot.
That means you get everything.
Oh, we want the Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
okay.
we want
and then
the one that
this one is hay, and
hay?
That and that means half. Basically, it's half.
Does it look like pie?
So, yeah,
yeah, it does
it
look
like the
pie.
Pie
That's
symbol.
Right. And then the one that almost
the
looks
w?
like a W, it's a shin, and that means you put in.
Shin.
So you basically lose. So if you spin and you get that one, you have to put something in.
Okay, so let me just go over this again. Yeah. Flat backwards L is none. You get nothing.
Nothing happens.
The high heel, I don't remember the name. You get everything.
That's Gimmel. Yeah.
Gimmel. G-I-M-M-E-L?
G-I-M-E-L, I think.
Okay, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gimmel. The pi sign, you get half.
Yep.
Okay, and then the W, you give in.
That's right. And you start, what you do is you get equal number
of... Is it offensive to call it like the W?
I don't think so, because, okay. I mean, if you don't know what it is, you'd say the one that looks like a W.
Yeah, okay. I don't think anything you say.
If you want to play
shit.
Dreidel, I think a lot of people would be happy. Okay. I don't think anybody would be offended.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm, you know.
Dreidel's a pretty cool
guy. Try to be a good person.
So right now we have half amount for you and half amount for Brittany.
Yeah.
So if the two of you want to play, you would just start by almost like in a poker game, you put in an ante. So you just put like you
so
put
you
in
start,
one.
So like you whoever does the highest one, the other person has to match?
No, he's not matching. You just each put in one to start. And then when you both go, you put in another one if nothing happens, basically. So you keep playing.
Okay. And what if both of us get everything?
You can't, because if one of you spins, then you would take whoever spins and gets everything, you take
it.
Oh,
so you don't
have to put
two dreidel? Like, not everyone has their own dreidel. You pass the dreidel.
You could pass the dreidel if you want. In COVID times, I don't know. But yeah, you could pass the dreidel for sure.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. And
so
then,
what's the end goal? You win all the coins?
The end goal is that you win all the coins. So,
it's like poker in that sense. Where
that's
I'm rich.
Right.
You get all the things
so,
and
so
it's
if you,
over.
It, once your coins are done or once your candy's gone, you're out.
Got it. Okay, so it's... Not like poker,
but you
kinda...
can't go all in. Like, but you could change the game up probably if you want to do a variety.
So each
but the...
round, each spin is one coin.
Yes.
Got it. So if
so, what does half mean?
Oh my God! Wait, I kind of get this. So say we both put in one coin.
Yep.
And it's I start with the dreidel. I spin it, and it lands on the nun. So then they stay in the middle.
Yes, that's right.
And then I pass it. So basically, it's whoever has the dreidel. Is then indicative of what goes on with the money.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
Okay,
and
so
if everybody
goes, so you let's say you get nothing, and then Brittany goes and she gets nothing, then you both have to put in another coin.
Got it. So each dreidel pass down, a coin goes in.
Not each pass. Each when everybody goes, then you put in again.
So if it's my turn, I put in a coin. If Brittany goes, she puts in a coin.
No. So you would each put in a coin to start.
Okay.
And then if you spin and you get everything, then you would start again because you would have won the pot.
Oh,
right?
So once there's a decision with the dreidel, you put in another.
Yeah. So let's say that you put in.
Am I stupid? I'm so sorry.
Let's say that you put in and then Brittany puts in because you both have to start.
Okay.
Then one of you gets half.
All right, so I would take my one coin back.
Yes, and then Brittany would go, and she spins, and let's say that she gets nothing.
Oh, so
then
once the pot in the middle is empty, then you put in a new.
No. So
when do you put in a fucking coin?
After both of you go. So I'm explaining. So if you both put in.
This is like school all over. The teacher's like, well, if you didn't interrupt
Chris.
Me, no. I'd be able to tell you what the fuck is supposed to happen. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you got a point there.
So if you both put in, right, you both put in a coin or a candy, right, you're in. Then you go, let's say you win half. There's still one left, right?
Yeah.
Then Brittany goes. Let's say that Brittany doesn't get anything. She gets a nun, which is the one that
yeah.
does, that's
the
flat L, right?
No R in it.
And then that means you both went. Now you both would put in a coin again, and there'd be three.
So if you're playing with five people, it has to go through all five people, and then you put in another coin.
Yes.
What if there's one coin and you get half? Do you cut
if
it in
you
half?
You're supposed to round up, actually. I looked that up. I looked up in the rule book. No,
so
no. I looked up. No, I looked up yesterday, and really, you're supposed to round up.
I mean
it's
this
odd.
Question genuinely not as a joke.
Yeah, no.
So what's the point of having half then?
If
you're supposed to round up. In the situations of this, you round. Oh, got it.
Yeah, so if you have three, then you would actually get two. But I don't
just
actually
sit
know
and
the
think
rule
about
if it's
things,
only one.
I would know.
I wonder
okay.
if maybe you guys should just play and do
yes.
like
Jake is like, this is what
it.
Happens. That's honestly, you go first.
I think
you have
the
cooler
the
dreidel.
Okay, cool.
And, like,
cool.
Yeah, right. That's the vibe I'm getting. All right, so no, we each put a coin in. Wait, we should count how many
okay,
coins
we each
we
put
have.
A coin
I didn't
in.
Know it was that serious. I just kind of like put a pile of coins. Four.
I have
eight.
10.
I have 10.
Okay.
And one just dropped. And...
Okay,
let
so
me just
right
recount,
now we both put one in.
You both put one in to start. That's right.
Okay.
And you, there are variations. I think a lot of families just change it up, and they
got
make,
it.
They kind of make their own rules
I was
as they
say,
go.
It's like yeah. any kind of game yeah. where it's like each family kind of has their own way of playing.
Like if you want to put in like five each, or
got
you know
it.
I mean?
Okay,
but realistically, it's one. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I am going.
Yeah, and I don't know why I just got closer just to burp into the mic.
Okay, so the smallest table ever that we chose
I know.
To play
well,
on.
It was easier than
I got pie.
You got half.
Ooh, you get half, yes.
So you take one, right?
Slay, okay.
All right, so now it's my turn. Period. Look at that.
You are so talented.
Wow, the amount of
Santa pubes. Tell the listeners what you got, Chris.
Oh my God.
No, it was just spinning for a really long time.
I got half too, so okay. I would round up and take the whole coin.
I think you could take the whole coin.
So, but then it's, okay. So now it's Brittany's turn again, so I put back in.
Now you put back in, you both put back in.
Let's do like, let's raise the game. Let's do three coins.
All right, slay.
Also, what are the stakes?
Not your
part. Just like getting all the coins. Like, yeah, you don't want to lose all your coins, I think.
You want to win the pot.
Like, what are the stakes for this particular game?
Like, chug the rest of your, the...
Tonight, you have to
buy the bottle of wine for the wine night, period. Okay, we're killing it. Slowly, but... Slowly,
yeah, Chris
slowly.
Has to wear glitter.
No! Well, Jake, guess what? You're out of a job.
Okay, I got the W.
I'll play dreidel.
Oh, you won!
Okay.
No, wait, what's the W?
I got the W. Chris said W for win.
You have to put one in.
Oh.
That's actually
wait,
shin,
why did
which
I
means
feel
you
like
have
I not didn't learn that? Why did I feel like I not learned that?
He literally said put in.
Oh.
No, only the one who gets the shin has to put it in.
Oh, my God. Come on. Let's
open your ears. Can't even call you a bitch.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give me the Ari. Oh, I get half. No, none.
No, that's
none. Shit. So the pod's big. Now we each put in another three.
No, we don't have to put anything.
No.
Did both of you go?
Yeah, both of us went.
He got none and I got...
No, you got...
Yeah, no, you both went,
yeah,
so you have to put in again, because you're
so
in
so it's like
round.
A round. So, like, when you go and I go, that's a round.
You're back
and then
in.
When you start again, we have to put in more.
All right, so I'll put
let's one. Put in one.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm nervy.
I'm fucking nervy as...
Oh, that was gorgeous.
That was gorgeous. Sorry, I'm moving your coins, just trying to... Fuck you! You just got it all!
Wait, the Ariana Grande one?
Yeah. The Ariana Grande
Ariana Grande is everything. That's
this
Kimmel.
Is the part where you rob me of all of my chocolate coins. This is
enough.
Honestly, did I just make like a Jewish banger?
No, you did not.
Was that offensive?
No, you did not.
I probably went back.
No. Were we nice spin.
Let's do three. Let's do three.
I'm feeling like risking
I love
it
this.
All.
Like, yeah. No, it's your. Oh no, it is my turn. No,
I just won the whole game.
So if it's Brittany's turn and she starts the rounds and she gets everything, do we put in coins for
turn? You start again because now it starts fresh.
So now I'm starting the rounds.
Yeah.
Or she spins again.
No, it would be your turn.
Oh, so now I start the rounds.
Basically.
Okay. Wow. This is a very, you have to really be thinking.
You
so
don't.
I would be like sober for this game.
There's literally four rules. Like, this is just so hard for us.
The dreidel's on the edge of the glory. Table. And it might fall right off. I'm waiting for the dreidel to land. Fuck! I get none again.
I'm like begging you to win something.
I'm begging to win something. I don't need your charity.
There's something so satisfying about...
Watching it like spin perfectly.
The W...
Give, bitch, give. Give one. No, you give one.
No, W means I get it all.
No,
Shin means...
That's
means
the Ariana Grande
put boot. In.
I put what in?
You got put some coins in.
I want to put three in.
Put three in.
I'm feeling risky.
All right. Oh, and now we have to put one in because it's my turn.
Risk my biscuit.
We're put in another.
Girl, just put three in.
I know because you got the W and now we're starting the new round. Yeah, I'm getting this and honestly, I'm loving it.
I'm feeling real stupid.
Catholics don't have anything like this. It's just fucking guilt.
That's fair.
You know, it's like all you are meant to do is feel guilty. Like, that's the Christian game.
You're, like, good at this.
I know, like, am I low-key?
Like, that would have kept going if the fan wasn't going.
Oh, you think the fan has a... Ariana Grande boot, bitch! I take it all!
The Ariana Grande boot means you win it all.
It means you win it all.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Gimmel.
Okay.
That's Gimmel.
This is, like, poker that I can get into.
I think we should take you two on the road.
We're taking the gig on tour. Nothing.
Texas right, Hold'em so, dreidel.
I think we go to Brooklyn.
I think we go to Brooklyn. Jake, dreidel, no.
See my
don't,
on the East
Jake,
Coast.
Don't.
We
don't
see my
fuel
people
this.
On the East Coast.
Okay,
I put
so,
one in.
Yeah, so you start again.
I
want to
put three in.
Let's put three in. Let's put five.
Five?
Oh, is that all you have?
No.
Oh, no. Let's do three because you're kind of close to the end.
You're like, because you're losing.
Because I feel bad for you. So you start the rounds again now. What's the pie symbol?
Half.
Half.
Half. So you take your half back.
All right, work.
You're like, this was a good investment.
Yeah.
Why am I good at this dreidel spin? Like, that is like fucking, what is that? Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Revenant.
Inception. I'm like on my Inception shit.
Inception with the dreidel.
And I got the Ariana Grande boot.
Bitch, what the fuck?
Oh, wait.
Is your
but
problem?
Now it starts over with me.
Now I give.
No,
we both put three in.
We put three in. Okay.
Are we absolutely butchering this?
No, you're doing great.
Okay. I think we're like actually doing it, which
you're pretty professional.
What no one expected, including
professional.
Us. You get half. Oh my god!
Oh my
what are we?
Can we like chill out? I'm on the edge of losing all of my chocolates.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So it's your turn. Oh, but so now we put in.
You gotta put some in.
Yeah, let's do three again.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's expedite this bitch.
I'm like, come on.
How long do dreidel games normally last?
It really depends. I mean, usually
how much chocolate you use?
Yeah.
Or like coins? You got everything.
Oh, slay. Oh my god.
All right, so now we start.
Let's
do five.
Let's do five.
I don't mind losing. I'd be honored.
You could do an all-in round.
Let's do all-in.
I mean, but your all-in is so much bigger than mine.
I don't fuck.
All right, let's all in. Let's go all in for all the chocolate in the factory.
I'm feeling
that
nervous as fuck. Gorgeous.
No, all my gorgeous spins end up being like none. That's the only one I remember the name of, actually. And so, otherwise, I'm just like, I got the Ariana Grande boot. I got the pie sign. It's like, Jesus, Chris. So I got the W. I get half? No.
That means you have to put in.
Don't I don't have anything else to give.
Well, we just go tell somebody wins it. Then.
I don't have anything left to win.
All right, so it's up to me.
I have nothing left to give.
My destiny's up to me.
Your destiny? That was a good spin.
I feel like I'm going to lose it all, and then you're going to win. But I just put that out into the universe.
You know what? We both had fun, maybe.
Oh, that is like, oh, fuck.
It landed on.
You got the Ariana Grande boot, motherfucker. You just won. Oh, my God. Brittany, you just won.
I'm a rich girl. And it all does time. And it all does matter anyway.
Couldn't have said it better. Truly. I mean, wow. You really.
Me, operating genius.com.
You had your opinion and you said it. That's brave and courageous.
Me working for genius.com.
Congratulations, Brittany.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Seriously. Wow. Thank
wow.
you guys.
I'll see you on the road, apparently.
Oh my God. Because
apparently we're booked for a dreidel tour. That's like the only thing that could truly be more of a fever dream than what everyone just witnessed.
I got my life. Or something similar.
But I didn't want to, since this is a holiday special, I didn't want to end it just there. Now, because we are the Mr. and Mrs. Claus TM.
Yes, the only.
We have to still figure out the gifts we're getting for all the children out there.
For all the girls.
For all the goyles.
Yeah.
Material girl! I don't know why that's all I scream.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like I have to scream it exactly. Material girl! Anyway. Like, the people listening are like, I can't do this
outburst,
to myself anymore.
We tolerate your outbursts
literally,
at best.
Someone was like, okay, I literally had to stop listening to this when I was in the car. And I was like, I've given that advisory since day one, at least. I'm self-aware.
Trust me, I understand.
I am self-aware. Yeah. I couldn't drive with me talking either.
Yeah, fair.
But since we are kind of like the big deals of Christmas, we have some names and brands. So we don't really even know what's in here. Even though we did come up with them, my memory is so short-term that I've already forgotten.
Yeah.
I remember, like, two.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we are going to pull them out. And, ooh.
Pull out? Sorry. Mm,
that's what pulling out sounds like. Can you imagine? I'm about to bust.
Just a big release of, like, gas.
Now that's nasty. A queef.
No, that is from your head.
But we are going to basically come up with what we are going to get these people based on the year that they've had.
Okay.
You know, do you want to go first?
I would love to go first.
Come on, Mrs. Claus. I live for your wig and then also your blonde hair.
Thank you so
poking
much.
Poking out just more and more throughout the episode.
All right, so I got Drake.
What are we getting him?
I'm getting Drake a Snuggie.
I'm getting him a Starbucks gift card. So he can, like, live his BBL and maybe, like,
I literally was like, he needs to snuggle on the
yeah, maybe, like, the Skims cozy robe and, like, a Starbucks.
I'm getting Drake a corset.
Oh my god, you get him a corset and I'll give him, what is that lip plumping lip gloss?
I'm getting him a Kylie lip.
I'm getting him the blonde bamboo earring hoops. You know the ones? Hilary Duff had them on tour once, so I bought them in a store.
Enough.
And I literally still have them. Anyways, I don't know why I'm
big
sharing
gold
that.
Hoops.
Honestly.
From Claire's.
You're welcome, Jay.
Did y'all ever have hoe-tips in college? I would go to Claire's to get my big
hoe-tips?
Hoops. Hoe-tips. Like tips for the hose.
Like nails?
No, girl, like tips and tricks.
Oh, like hacks.
Yeah.
Got it. I thought you meant like nail tips.
No, I would go to the mall and get the cheap
ass.
Sorry,
we were talking about like Drake BBL.
Green.
So I'm like,
yeah. Like, oh.
Can you imagine Drake with a BBL actually?
No,
about,
literally,
like,
he would give. He would app. Give Timmy Thick.
No,
you
call
give
me
Timmy Thick.
People call me that. I was just about to say that. When I had a buzzed head, people would always send me Timmy Thick. Wasn't he like an experiment?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Oh my God, have me on your Timmy Thick episode of your violating community guidelines.
I have to text Sarah right now.
Like, literally, I don't know that much even about Timmy Thick, but like
Timmy Thick and Cole Sprouse are two experiments we'll never know about.
Oh my God, I went to a Halloween party with Cole Sprouse because he went to the same college as me, and
no, he did not.
He came in like Revolutionary War garb.
I was love like Cole Sprouse.
Okay, or no, maybe that was like his normal wear.
No, I believe it.
I don't remember honestly.
He dresses
was,
like a pirate.
Yes. Okay, so maybe it was his normal.
Yeah. For Cole Sprouse, we're getting him a fucking pair of Nike tennis shoes. Like, welcome to the 21st
century. We're modernizing Cole Sprouse.
Welcome.
Hey,
I'm
girl.
Buying you a crew neck sweatshirt. Like, are we kidding?
The next person we have to figure out a gift for is Adele, babe. Divorce,
Adele.
Babe. I want to give her, like, the world.
What does she deserves everything she
no,
wants.
No, you know what, Adele? I want you to give me tickets to your residency. The pre-sale selling out was fucked up. I'm so bitter about that, okay?
Adele, here's what you can give us.
You know what? I've stopped by your house a bunch, love.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, my God.
A spotted dick.
Oh, my God.
You ever had that?
Adele accent gives me, like, literal tingles.
No,
like the
good
literal. Ones.
Do you know the A.D. Bryant's, or not A.D. Bryant, Ginger Minj's impression of Adele on Drag Race?
No.
They said, Adele, where are you from? She said, my house. I'm from my house. Fucking love Adele.
Yeah, I'm not giving Adele anything. She can give me tickets to her residency.
Yeah. Divorce,
I'm still
vibes,
so
divorce.
Fucking bitter. It sold out the presale.
Yeah.
All of it. The
Look
whole thing.
Everyone, not a single person on this earth hates Adele. Do you know how hard that is?
No. Oh, no, she's skinny. I was going to say people who fat shame do, but
okay,
literally,
yeah.
They can't anymore.
Yeah.
So
God, I love her.
Wow, yeah, literally, she's like the white Beyonce, I've realized. Like, she doesn't have like
no,
the dance. They're different, but like, I feel like she...
People hate on Beyonce for fun.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true.
And they also hate on her because she's a black woman,
I was,
period.
I was literally just like yeah. thinking that. So yeah, never mind.
Next, Doja Cat.
Ooh.
This is another what can Doja Cat give me?
That it like she gives us
dance
so
lessons.
Much already though.
Yeah.
She gives us so much. Like Doja her Cat, I follow so many Doja Cat fan TikToks because the
same.
Things she says are just funny.
Out of pocket.
She is so funny. Like,
you know what? I'm giving her my Twitch subscription. I'm gonna watch her stream.
You are so right, bestie.
Yeah.
I might do the same.
Literally. I wish she would get back into get. They overwork her. Can we talk about this?
I would love to
She's
talk about this.
Overworked.
She is beyond overworked. I'm like,
yes.
Give Miss Doja a fucking Doge coin so she can go on vacation.
Literally, Doja Cat coin. I want her to like have
Doja
a moment.
Doja Cat coin. She comes out with her own cryptocurrency. No,
NFT.
She doesn't need to be worked anymore.
No.
Come on.
Her team is like, we have an idea.
Yes.
She's like, no.
She's like Doja Cat currency. She's like, fuck yo.
Please, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what I would give Doja Cat. Like, yeah, it would be like another, like, Doja Cat, could you give me concert tickets?
Yeah. My money.
Yeah.
I'll give her my money.
Like, oh my God, period. I'll give her my money.
Okay, work.
That's a great answer.
Your turn.
Next up, we have Miley Cyrus. I feel like I don't know much about her these days. She's like, I feel like gone through so many looks.
You know what I'm giving Miley Cyrus?
Oh boy.
The Olaplex hair care system.
I think she has it.
Her hair is so fr- and Billie Eilish. That, like, blonde, they fried both of their hair.
The blonde is, but she's, like, now brunette.
She's brunette
and
now,
and it looks
but
healthy,
still,
but, like,
yeah.
I'm like, how?
No, Miley, when she first went blonde, it was like, oh, my God. It was so, it didn't
like
look healthy,
first,
but now
like
she's
the bangers
in.
Era?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm that, talking way back when.
Yeah, no, that looked fucked.
Yeah, no, but she skives now.
She looks,
was
she's
just,
giving Dolly Parton vibes.
A little bit, yeah. She was just on Fallon with fucking Pete Davidson question mark.
They're
big
doing a New Year's
mark.
Thing, I think.
Girl, whatever.
I know,
I mean,
that's, I'm like, put Kim and David on there.
I'm like, give
Mr. David. Called him David. I was like, that didn't sound right.
Mr. the son of David. I literally, like, give us a show. I want to see Kim and Pete be like, and next, Ryan Seacrest. And we'll be like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Okay, anyway. Who? Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Yeah, I don't, like, have anything for her.
Yeah.
I used to be, like, a huge stan, and then she just, like, did so much.
Mm.
Not even in, like, a negative, not, like, she's doing so much. But, like, she just, like, I put out an album and then like changed her look and then changed her look again.
It was
and then,
a
like,
lot of change really
It was
rapidly.
A lot of change really quick. So like whenever that happens, I'm just kind of like, and then yeah. I just like tap out.
I feel like, well, personally, I kind of went through the same thing with Gaga. Like I feel like I missed yes. a few chapters yes. and then her Tony Bennett era happened. And I was like, what did I fucking miss?
Yes, absolutely.
I was like, where have I been?
Literally.
I still love them both though. I just
same.
Missed a lot.
Love both of them. I know so little. So I yeah. feel incapable of discussing
yeah.
the subject.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say at this moment.
Okay, work.
Who are okay, we doing?
Here we go. Next. Not Northwest. Why did you write Northwest and put it in here?
I think, honestly, because she's like my favorite TikToker right
what
now.
What did you...
I'm sorry. She's
your favorite verified TikToker?
I literally eat up the Kim and North account.
Yeah.
It is fucking insane. Like, what? It'll be clearly North has the phone. And then like at like the last half a second, Kim is just... posing
she has to
because
give.
She has to be on there because yeah. they're not age eligible for
right.
the app.
Right.
So it has to be a parent. Oh my God. It's
name
just...
one thing. I'm going to hold this piece of paper up. Name one thing this child needs.
A therapist. Hands down. In my defense, I think every kid should have a therapist. I think talking about your feelings should be something kids should learn.
Ad litem representation.
But like, oh my
God. A lawyer for her.
But like, do you ever think about, okay, everything going on with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, there is just constantly something new.
Somebody
do they
her.
Really not know about all of this?
Right.
Like, they have got to, at like, from a viewer, if I was the kid, I would feel traumatized.
Sure.
Kanye walking around with like the goblin mask, I'd be
sure.
like, Dad?
Not a single
if my
decoration
dad did that, I would
home.
Be like, Dad, are you okay?
Dad?
What? Literally, Dad, just question mark.
They're
I'm,
white
I'm,
home.
I'm so in favor of like self-expression and everything. I'm just also in favor of Northwest having a therapist.
Of Northwest having a normal childhood.
And then Kim and Pete Davidson, she's
girl,
like,
I don't know.
The comments on her TikToks are like,
I can't.
Hey, North, did you see like a tall white guy who looks tired walking
North,
around your
go
house?
Find mommy's credit card.
Yeah,
and
North,
let us
do you know how
numbers.
To play Venmo? Yeah, it's like, I can't. The comments on this are truly like,
Northie.
And like Penelope's account, it's like pee in court. And it's like, Penelope serves on TikTok. She fucking
pee.
Serves.
Yeah.
Pee. What would you give North?
What would I give North? Some fucking decorations for her mother's home.
A paint can.
Literally. Like,
hey, North, just go crazy.
An interior decorator for her mother. That literally when she was like, Kim was like, sometimes North thinks she's roasting me. And she tells me that, Mom, your house is so boring. And I'm like, she's right. And where did she like lie?
I love how North is already so young and already
no,
does not give
is,
a fuck.
Yeah. Was North the one that loves JoJo Siwa?
Yes. And she's then she so went right. to JoJo Siwa's house and spun the the slime with glitter and glitter got everywhere. And I was like, better JoJo Siwa. That was
yeah.
the only time I've liked glitter.
Okay, yeah.
Tying it back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you liked the video.
I've gone back and rewatched it. It brings me to tears. JoJo's like, North and Kim are here. And then North is like, I don't give a fuck. No, I don't clean up after myself at all, ever. And she just, oh my God, it is.
Lawless children.
Oh my God. Speaking of literally not remembering what I put in here, Bruno Mars.
So when did you write that?
No, like I've been sitting here wondering, when did I write this?
Yeah.
I would get him like platform shoes.
I was about to say Gene Simmons boots.
I think we're on to something, mama.
And next.
And Bruno Mars was the easiest one.
I like, don't want to do that.
Travis Scott.
I like,
oh,
don't.
I got him a new PR team. Like
yeah,
a publicist
Travis
who like.
Scott, you're.
That's.
Maybe like
I
a
give
hiatus.
You a publicist. Maybe even like a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
You're in a pretty deep hole.
I'm giving you a hiatus. So just like stop talking.
I'm giving you paid leave.
Oh, speaking of so Northwest, Kim K and Pete Davidson.
What would I give them?
As a couple's gift?
Yeah, it's like
a couple shower.
A couple. Mindy Weiss, where are you? We're throwing them a party. What would we give Pete Dave? I'm surprised. No, I don't want to make fun of it because it's like strictly a result of his disease. I was going to say.
He has a disease?
Isn't that what gives him the dark under eyes?
I thought he was just Italian.
I thought it's that's why his eyes were always. It is, right?
What's the disease?
I don't remember.
No, he has like Crohn's and stuff.
Is it something like Crohn's?
He's got Buscemi eyes.
Justin.
Oh my God. I didn't say that one. That's for sure. But I was going to say Kim could give him some KKW concealer.
Oh,
and then I
the
realized
body
that
makeup?
That
you
could be
what?
A rant of its own. Like, that is my worst nightmare.
You
like,
know what?
I don't
Kim
I don't
could
like
give Pete Davidson a spray tan.
Take him to Jimmy Coco or whoever the fuck and get him bronze, bitch.
A spray tan.
What would I give them as a gift? Santa's stumped on this one.
Like a hot cocoa bomb. What can you get the richest people
that's
in America?
Like, that's what I don't understand. Is like, I'm like, do we go sentimental and we give them like a blown up picture of their like roller coaster photo?
Ariana Grande on vinyl.
Maybe not. When Ariana Grande got Rem Beauty and was like, here, North, go play with it. I was like, oop. Yeah, I don't know what I would give them. I think they have it all.
Yeah. What can you get the richest people like in the nation? I don't know.
I mean,
you could buy them a star.
You know what? I'll get a what?
A star.
A star?
You know how people buy stars?
Yeah, or they'll buy like part of like an in island.
The, I was exactly. thinking for like the top of their Christmas tree. I was like, I think they got that coming, babe. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing, though. How do you prove that? Like, you could get stars for everybody. Your
a whole certificate.
Done is just stars.
Yeah, I would get cardstock and just print a certificate.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Suddenly, my family is all like, why are we getting stars?
I'm like, mind your fucking business. I'm like, it's an investment.
It's a write-off. It's a prop. Next up, we have, Tana Mongo.
Tana Mongoose.
What would I get her?
Like, therapy.
Common sense.
Intense therapy. Yeah.
What would I get her? Like a ball gag. So she could just like keep
or
it quiet
just
for
like,
a sec.
Like a house arrest like anklet.
Ankle bracelet. An ankle bracelet.
Like to keep her away from these.
Ankle monitor.
Ankle monitor.
That's what we're getting you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Tana.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have you seen the
Wait,
video? Oh, it's your
turn.
Turn.
You're literally like
I just saw
the
one that I don't even remember.
Talkies.
The world. I will give them the world.
A
toilet.
Golden toilet.
I love that for talkies.
Yeah.
HQ. Golden toilets and all urinals. Love. I'm obsessed. I'll work there.
No, literally. They should talkies should come out with a chili lime flavored laxative.
No.
Or not laxative, like Imodium.
Toilet paper.
Ooh.
They should come out toilet paper.
Coochie burn.
That is like chili lime, like scented.
Fuego burn. Yeah. Toilet paper.
Your butthole can taste the talkies too.
Oh, what?
I know. I regret saying that out loud.
Are you kidding?
No, I clearly
talkies,
wasn't.
I have a brand deal with you. I'm so sorry.
You do?
I do.
Wait, Jake, can
we
you get on the
cut
talkies
that
brand
out.
Deal? No. Oh my God, we have sung nothing but their praises for free.
Reach out to talkies.
Oh my God, like literally, talkies are my life,
I fucking
my
love
pride,
them.
And when people are like, "I like hot Cheetos more," I'm like, "Don't
you're
even
wrong.
Look at me.
And
like,
you're
get
wrong.
Out of my life."
Yeah.
I have Khloe Kardashian.
Mm.
This one's a hard one. Because, like, on one hand, I just want to give her, like, her old confidence.
And
then on the other hand, a hug.
A hug.
A hug.
A warm hug.
And then, yeah. And then also, like, a restraining order against Tristan Thompson so he can never come near her again.
A nest cam. She sees
Apple
Tristan
tags.
Thompson.
Apple tags, bitch.
She sees Tristan Thompson coming and she can say, do not let him enter. He's, like, banging outside her door. A ring camera. Like, enough. We've seen enough, Coco. Coco, enough. Give us a break.
Oh,
I know, you need a break. Give us a break.
We all need breaks from Coco. Yeah.
I love Khloe Kardashian.
I used to.
Yeah.
She was like the real, like I go back and watch.
She's the funniest one.
She is so real and shit. And now it's just like all, like I get that we only see what's on the show.
Yeah.
And like blah, blah, blah. So like I don't know her and all of this. But like as someone who has watched multiple times the whole show through. I know,
don't
it's not great to say,
loud.
But we've all been there, okay?
Oh, no,
it's
yeah.
easy watching.
Yeah.
Like, and at the end of the day, I don't want to think.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you, Hulu.
And think no. So I just, like, you've it's just there's an evident change. And to say that there's not, as you, like, hire people to sweep a photo where you actually look great. Like, I would.
I forgot about
that. I would
that.
Follow the shit out of her again.
Yeah.
To see just real them.
Show That's, me a stretch mark.
Like, holy
one.
Shit. When Chris fucking would put erectile pills in Bruce's coffee or Caitlin. Did I just fuck that one? Like Caitlin's coffee
uh-huh.
at the time. Like that they would never do that anymore. Mostly because they would literally get canceled.
Yeah.
But like they're already getting canceled for shit. So like why
Every
not?
Every day.
Khloe, I miss you.
Khloe, babe.
Khloe, babe.
Where's your return, darling? We miss you.
Like, ugh.
Shawn Mendes.
I'm going to give him Cher. Because I'm giving Cher. I'm sorry.
Shawn Mendes, babe, we are so sorry.
I'm not. That was a solid answer. I'll have my high five to myself for that
Shawn
one.
Shawn Mendes, I'm getting you a pair of shoes that aren't Chelsea boots.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What kind?
Like Converse. High top Converse.
I want to get him like Nike Dunks.
Oh, work. Okay.
Like, I could see him in some Dunks.
The Billie Eilish Jordans.
serve. I don't know if the lime green would do well for him.
That's
but
fair.
Like the tan ones, those are so hot.
I love Shawn Mendes.
Yeah. And when him and Camila broke up, I did like a TikTok of their announcement, and then I put the song like I'm coming out, and I feel bad. It was just really meant to be like tongue-in-cheek,
right?
And then everyone was like, how dare you cry? I was like, girl, that was middle school for me. Please,
you're in a lawsuit with them currently.
I wish. I'd love to be in anything with him.
I love for him to perceive me in any way. If that's legally,
even if it's a criminal.
Legally perceive me.
Just
like, please.
Next up, we have to figure out a gift for Miss RuPaul.
Miss RuPaul?
Like, should we get him a new frock? Like a new crane? A new drill? An oil tank? What are we thinking?
A new fracking drill.
Like, hey, baby, here's the new GT Oil Digger 5000.
That is one of the funniest memes to ever happen.
That happening is crazy. And the worst part is when a straight, white, like cis person fracks, no one cares.
Yeah.
But the second RuPaul Drag Race.
It's the only thing
RuPaul
that's
Drag Race fracks.
RuPaul last name Drag Race. Are we kidding?
I'm like definitely feeling the champagne as I go in for
Do you remember the meme of Millie Bobby Brown saying the F slur?
No, do you remember the Millie Bobby Brown meme of her saying she's a flat earther and then singing Drake immediately? Like, that really might have been the peak of the internet.
No, it's literally a meme. She's homophobic.
What do you call those? Flat earther. Yeah, I think I'm that. Anyways.
I'm getting Millie Bobby Brown.
Are you ever beside me?
I'm getting Millie Bobby Brown a subscription to National Geographic.
I'm giving her a Netflix password so she can watch Planet Earth. She's going to see how not fucking flat it is real quick. Is it your turn or is it my turn?
How many of these are we going to fucking
Let's
do?
Let's do like two more each.
Okay.
I'm like having fun with these.
This is a blast.
It's like shady but fun.
Ryan Seacrest.
I think I might re-gift Bruno Mars' gift to Ryan Seacrest.
Is he short?
Oh, yeah. So short. Oh my God. He is.
How short is he?
Like 4'2". I don't think he can ride bumper cars.
Everyone in the room like nod his head. The bumper car?
And you know how you have to be this tall? He's not riding them.
Ryan Seacrest.
I would give him a vacation. I feel like he's doing so much all the time.
He's like the king of New Year's since Dick Clark died.
Dick Clark. I miss him.
Do you?
Kinda.
Name one thing he did other than New Year's Eve.
Girl, he was good at one thing, and that's all you need to be in life. I don't know why we have this expectation that I need to own makeup thing. Line, a baby line, a skincare line, a you bikini do. Line, a museum. Like
Ryan Seacrest. It's like, what do you give these rich people? That
I give him a makeover. He needs to change it up. He's looked the same for like
American Idol
2 decades.
I want to give him a black bob and a red lip.
I kind of want like a hot pink bob.
Ooh,
like you know something.
His barb era.
Yeah, like I want him to like spice it up.
Give Ryan Seacrest a BBL.
Let's give Ryan Seacrest a BBL. That's exactly what I want to give
him. We're sending him to the Dominican Republic. He's coming back on a wheelchair.
Hey, Ryan, we got you a round trip to Miami. Dr. Dwarfman.
Yes, give.
All right, I have... Oh, James Charles. Handcuffs?
A cell.
Not to use on kids. To use on him, for the record. What? I mean, I would not put it past him to get kinky with kids.
I
don't know why we've all stopped talking about this. Like, he is a straight up pedophile.
Yeah, for fun.
Like, in his spare time.
For fun.
In his motherfucking spare time. He's like, as a business owner, I'm shah.
The
wildest. Hey, 12-year-old. It's like, literally, oh, God, I'm pulling more of my hair.
One of the wildest things to happen online, in my opinion, in the last couple
years. I would agree. Dramageddon was nothing compared to, oh my God, I get him handcuffs.
All right, your turn. Oh,
no, it's yours. Yeah, I just got that card.
Oh, my God. Oof. Oh, my God. I have to piss so bad again. Britney Spears.
She already got freedom. What more? No, she could use. I get her a therapist.
A Taco Bell gift card.
I love that.
I want. Do you. That video of her being like, fuck, bitch, shit, ass, yuck, come, bitch.
Oh, my God. I literally thought that was like a deep fake for so long.
They were like, she couldn't say any of this. She's literally her freedom. This is her freedom. And I was like, yeah.
That's why I don't want to give her anything. I want to give her the world. Like, literally. I'm just like, it's yours finally, babe.
I want to take her to Disneyland.
I feel like that's probably got to bring her some trauma. You know?
Was she? No. That
no,
was
she
Demi
was a Nickelodeon and, kid.
Because Demi and Selena.
She was a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, she was like a Mickey Mouse.
I thought Demi and Selena were the Mickey.
No, they were Barney.
Oh.
They were Barney. Yeah, and I was like, Disney World Channel. Might not be her vibe, I don't think.
Then we're taking them to Universal Studios.
Oh my God, I'll give her... No, that's really dark. It was like going to be a Wendy Williams. Kill them all. No, death to them all.
No.
Was, yeah, so... All right, this will be the last round.
Okay.
The other people don't deserve gifts. Megan Fox. She has it all. I don't know what else she needs.
Megan
I'm going to pick a different one. Sorry, yeah. Megan. I love you, but like, like you really just seem like you're living life.
No, what does she need?
She needs a pair of chain clippers to cut her nails off of her and Machine Gun. Taco Bell.
What would I give Taco Bell?
What would I give Taco Bell? They give so much already.
Rebranding. Bring the 90s back.
I feel like they kind of do, though. Like,
do you
I
think?
Feel like they have that like Nickelodeon, like Cartoon Network-y
bring,
vibe.
Okay, like, then like how about physically the interior of a physical brick and mortar Taco Bell, bring back the 90s.
Love that. Yeah. I would give them like a jungle gym. Like make it more of a destination. Make it more of a destination.
A destination a vacation.
Destination.
The neighborhood
like,
Taco Bell.
Yeah, like have a you ever gourmet been Taco Bell.
A Wolfgang Puck Taco Bell.
That's what I'm giving have them. You, I'm giving them Wolfgang Puck.
A Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
He's
Taco
wrapped
Bell.
Up. He opened him. He's like, thank God. He's got like a ball gag in there.
Have you ever been
he's
to
like,
Taco
I've
Bell?
Been...
Cantina? Taco Bell Cantina?
And they had one in New York and I never went.
We
it opened
have
up,
to go.
Is there one here?
I think there's one here. It's like 2 hours away. And
I'll drive
one
us.
In Vegas.
No, well, I'll hire a driver for
no,
us.
No, we have to go.
Vegas. That sounds too scary though.
No, the one in Vegas slays.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, if we do the one 2 hours away, I'll get us a driver.
Great.
I'm dead fucking serious.
Can't believe we're going tonight. Wow.
I can't believe our wine night turned into Taco Bell Cantina.
For those who don't know, Taco Bell Cantina sells alcohol.
Yeah, and you can put it in like the fucking Baja Blast freezes.
Baja
oh
Blastiana.
I Blastiana need to. Grande. I like really almost pre-gamed there once in New York, and then it was like closed or something, or
uh-oh.
Something was going on. And but it wasn't there when I lived in New York. I don't
oh
think.
My God. So, no, there.
I,
like,
I missed a-
one of the marvels of modern capitalism is the Taco Bell Cantina, and that is the hill I'm gonna die on. I'm like, maybe capitalism isn't that bad.
I just hope I die in my bed. Like, I just...
with a cheesy gordita crunch
go out
in my
the way I love. I went out doing what I loved.
Literally.
Asleep with Taco Bell in my bed from
work,
the night before.
Work. The lettuce and cheese, like, in your sheets.
The queso just, like, on my face as a mask. I did, like, a full queso face mask.
Enough!
I don't think it
your
is enough.
Your skin's rotting from the inside out. Peeling off.
Oh, Kris Jenner! I'd give her a Xanax. She's tired after this
oh,
year.
Oh, she's exhausted.
She is. I thought about this, I think yesterday. She is not so old because like she really isn't.
She's like 60 something.
She's old enough to then be dealing with 5 or 6. I don't even know how many kids there are. All having to be their manager. Is she going to have to train someone to carry on?
It's wild. Oh, I bet she already has. How many assistants does Kris Jenner have?
Yeah, but assistant is different than like. Prodigy,
right? Who's gonna take over?
Like,
I think when
the
Kim,
bitch who's running getting her coffee is not eligible to be like asking for Kim's rates.
When Kim goes out of commission,
I think she's gonna take over
she'll
as manager.
Be Kris Jenner.
But then it's like she'll still be getting deals. Anyways, right. this is what my fucking brain churns out. Yeah, Kris Jenner, I'm getting you like a lifetime supply of the Xanax.
Yeah,
you have got to be so fucking tired of your kids.
Kris Jenner, I'm getting you something that isn't a pantsuit.
I love that, but also it made my Halloween costume so easier.
You gave.
I'm not
going to
lie. Like, I really did carry
this
Halloween
bitch walked
this year.
Into this Halloween party, and I was like, you're kidding.
Someone asked me at the door, are you Kris Jenner? I responded, I lower my glasses.
Yes.
No, I responded, I lower my glasses. I go, are you stupid?
Do you need help?
No, I literally was like, what kind of idiot do you think that Kris Jenner is showing up to a Spotify party at Saddle Ranch?
No work.
Kris Jenner will never be found dead at Saddle Ranch.
She's like,
me
Northie.
On the bull as Kris Jenner was everything.
No, and it was.
Everybody thought my Birkin was real. I was like, guys, this could not be more of an Amazon purchase if I tried.
It could be more of a Wish.com purchase.
Yeah, oh my God. It was like the Shein factory sent it to me in a box.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like we've come up with enough gifts.
Yeah.
The rest of the bitches don't deserve anything. Although I did write Hillary Duff. She deserves the world. But oh my God. It's the time.
I just pissed a little bit.
No, a little almost came out of me too.
Oh my God.
This is the part where our little owl comes in. Oh my God. He feels so appropriate. Or they feel. I guess we haven't given it a gender and they don't need one.
Gender
they
nonconforming
feel,
owl.
Yeah. They feel so appropriate for the holiday special.
I have to piss again.
Well, you can wait because we're at the end of the show.
Like, are we kidding?
No, like, I'm not.
Okay, slay.
I'm, like, really not. Okay, okay, I'm not okay, kidding okay. at all. You're going to sit your ass down and piss the chair if you have to.
I've got melting snow in my bladder. You know what I mean?
This is the part where you guys can go in the description and submit secrets that you have never revealed, and you can keep them anonymous, and it can never be traced back to you.
Unless you want to put your name and address and social.
Then... Which I would love, because I'm looking to steal.
Yeah.
I want to rob that line in Bling
Kardashian.
Ring. No. I want to rob Kardashian. Anyways, these are, I had these be like holiday themed, obviously, because I mean, what would we be doing? Oh, I'll give you some. I'll even keep a long
oh
one
my God,
for
me.
For you, Mrs. Claus, wake up.
Okay, we're here.
Do you want to go first or me?
Actually, I'll go first.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to go first. I just read the first sentence and it's crazy, but you go.
Okay. I spit in a racist, misogynist food while working as a cook. I decided to do so after he made sexist/racist jokes at my coworker's expense. I still feel bad since we are in a pandemic, but actions have consequences.
I don't understand the holiday tie-in, but I'm loving that.
Honestly,
do you work at McDonald's? Because I'm loving it.
Yeah, honestly work.
Wow. You are doing the heavy lifting in this country.
This is bold.
Oh, and bold. Can you imagine opening a bun to put ketchup on and there's like a loogie? What would you do? Would you be like, I think there's a loogie? Or would you be like, no, that has to be part of the meal?
Oh, I'd still eat it probably.
Yeah, I think I would just overlook and be like, maybe that's just...
I'd just be like, sometimes food conglomerates. Yeah. Congeals.
I was gonna...
like...
We're both just really... We need the holiday season to be over.
Yeah, I'm spent.
Mama and Papa Claus are tired.
I need a back massage.
I'll get you that for Christmas. I'll give it to you next after this, baby. No. I currently have a sugar daddy, but this situation is taboo in all caps.
Okay.
My sugar daddy has known me since I don't like this.
No, hurry.
I know you have to pee, so I'll hurry. But the situation is taboo. My sugar daddy has known me since I was 5 years old and has been my dad's close friend for years. It's the best sex I have ever had in my life. Who would have known that a generic Pornhub title like I fucked my dad's best friend would become a reality for me?
Wait, and she loves it.
Best sex she's ever had. She's having the time of her life. Or they are. I guess it's...
I don't know. That gives me the ick.
That gives me the full ick.
I'm feeling real fucking nasty.
I might go to church.
This is what pushes you to go to church?
Kinda. Not when I keyed my mom's car with a rock when I was 5 because she put me in timeout. True story.
Keyed it with a rock. You rocked your mom's car.
Yeah, my mom. We were at our family friend's house and she goes, Chris, you're in timeout. She put me on the porch outside of their house.
And you said, I'll show this bitch what timeout
looks
like.
And I was like, you're going to put me outside.
Enough.
I'll put you out. That car, she like had to buy some car pen. It didn't match the color at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my Picasso, bitch.
That is one of the most terrible things I've ever had to read.
No, you didn't even read it.
But I had to
hear
it.
So what's your real story?
I faked getting COVID for 2 weeks because my job was offering us paid sick leave. Serve.
I don't think I would do the same.
I would do the exact same thing.
I would be like...
They were offering us paid sick leave to anyone who got sick and everyone else got sick except me. And I wanted paid time off. So I went and got a COVID test done. And when the results came back negative, I used Adobe Acrobat or whatever it's called and changed it to positive.
There it is.
Give.
Have you seen... Oh my God, there was a thread on Twitter or like a TikTok or I think it was a thread on Twitter because it was pictures. This person says, if anybody needs to get out of work, here's a positive test. And it was their hand holding it. And then someone was like, can I get it with no like fingernails? Because it was a woman's hand and it was a dude replying. So can I get it with no fingernails? They Photoshop him out. And then someone's like, can I get, and it was just everybody like supplying photo. Like, oh, can I get it like... next to a clock showing that it's the day. And someone was like, I just tested positive today. Here you go. And it was the funniest fucking thread.
Anything to get out of working for the man.
Oh my God. It was the funniest. Oh, sorry. I was just looking for two secrets. Anyway, I wish I could like tell that story better. But alas, here we are. I think I've done. What? I think I've done many things that would put me on the naughty list this year, but the one that still haunts me is that I slept with my brother's best friend on my mom's birthday while my brother was watching TV in the living room. It was a weird couple of days after that.
What does your mom have to do with this?
What is all of this having to do with this? Like, why is the whole family involved in this? Why can't you just fuck your best friend's brother?
Why did you add so many
your brother's
like,
best friend?
details.
So much layers that makes me feel so much worse about it. Like, I could be here happy that you're getting yours.
You fucked your brother's best friend, slay.
I'm like, okay, but why are you telling me about your mom and their mom and...
what you were wearing.
Yeah.
Like
who was watching.
Your
like,
star
I don't need
sign.
To. Yeah, I don't need to. I'm an Aquarius rising, and then we did anal.
Like, girl, not all of this is important.
Relative information, yeah. Not at all.
Let's keep it on topic.
Jesus. I'm sleeping with my employee because he's super hot, but I will get fired if anyone finds out. Boring.
Boring, but also fired. Like such a fantasy.
Yeah,
like,
you won't get fired.
Like I've talked about it so many times. I wanted like that teacher student. Like,
yeah, fuck your boss.
Like boss employee. Like
you love the power dynamic.
I not even a power dynamic. Just something that like shouldn't happen, but like still like so it's so secretive. Like so much has to be put in place to have it.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm like work.
Santa
I guess.
Claus is getting horny.
Fucking the reindeer in the stable.
Okay, first of all, no. Okay, what am
first
I? Shane
all,
Dawson with a beard?
There.
No. Last secret of this special: I fell asleep to your hard seltzer taste test and woke up pissing my pants. That should have stayed a secret. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, I think you needed to find that out.
What do
you
mean?
It's important that they told you that.
I guess. Oh. To find that out. I thought you said it was important for you to define that out. And I was like, what does that even fucking... I was like trying to talk as if like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then I was like, what does that mean?
No, it's important that they told you.
Yeah, no. That one should have definitely stayed to yourself.
I love pissing my pants.
Okay. So do you want to keep this going so you can and show us a demonstration or do you want me to end it?
No, I can keep going. Oh. I'm just saying in general, I love peeing myself. There's something so funny about it.
Wow.
And then it smells. We can keep going.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Have you ever peed yourself?
I've shit myself and put it in a YouTube video. And then, to make matters worse, H3H3 recently watched it on their podcast.
Not Ethan.
Yep. He goes, the title was like, dying my hair leopard print. And he goes, that shouldn't be the title. And I was like, you are so right.
You sharted.
You are so fucking right, Ethan. Yeah. You have made points.
Him reading you.
Anyways, this does need to end because this beard, I think, is giving me a rash on my chin.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm feeling real itchy.
Some insane wiring going on my chin of stubble. This was a podcast I was excited for, though, because I was like, I don't have to shave for it, at least.
You like
I like having, like, clean cut. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching the holiday special. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. We put a lot of thought and time into this, even though we did finish one of these segments like 20 minutes before recording.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you so much, Brittany, for being here. It is
a pleasure.
I
as
like
always.
Still don't know why you want to come back on.
It's
like
my
every
Chick-fil-A
time she's
pleasure.
Like, I'm free this week. And I'm like, are you sure? Who's holding a gun to your head? Go check out Brittany's trailer to her new podcast with Sarah Schauer. Go check out Brittany in general. Just Google Brittany Broski. You will. Exactly. That's what'll happen when you Google. So see for yourself. Have a happy, happy, happy holidays. We will see you guys in the new year with a very brand new episode that might or may not. Oh my God, I keep pulling out hair. I need to stop
You're
playing
balding.
With this. Santa's balding. You heard it here first.
Literally.
I'll see you guys on the New Year's special. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mwah, happy holidays.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. And to all a good night.
Like, look at you guys want to see something scary? Boo.
Santa out.
Oh my God. The claws. I just went lightheaded from laughing so hard. Literally had to stop because I was seeing spots.
Marsha and George Washington. Wait.
Like, oh my God, George with the top knot. In my defense, I think I put the wig backwards because it was supposed to look like this.
I like the bald spot.
But like, this is like Santa's the stoner. And I'm like, I'm already filling that role.
That Santa got a perm.